Ja, dat is echt een goede muziek. We gaan terug in de tijd. Dat doen we vandaag in het Quackshouse, Quackspark in de buurt van Margate. Chris staat hier al te wachten, want hij wil zeker iets vertellen over deze kamer met deze mooie stoelen hier en die mooie tafel. Ja, je kunt er zo in gaan wonen.
Okay, so we've moved into the drawing room of the house, which has always been known as the Oriental drawing room because it's got many pieces of furniture and fittings from Asia. There are some dark lacquered tables and chairs. So the black comes from India, and there are some deep red tables and chairs. They come from Japan. Yep. And we have soft seating, so you can move around. And this is how the family might have laid it out when they were living here.
100 years ago.
They lived here, and yes, they started here in 1887. This room was built. And then it would have finished about 1970.
Ja, je komt nog meer te weten als je een keer komt kijken. Ja, zijn we even verder gelopen. Nieuwe kamer.
Okay, so now this next room is the armory, which used to be the housekeepers, as I say. There are a couple of steps down, and you can move around. And there's one cabinet displaying Napoleona. We have the watch that Napoleon used at the Battle of Waterloo that was found in his carriage clock, very large pocket watch. Some of his writing and some of his hair, and a drawing he did when he was a student. There are other nautical things on display here as well, boxes and sextants and things. And on the wall, there's the portraits of the Cotton family, include the last of which was Christopher Powell Cotton. He was the major's only son, and he never married. So when he died in 2006, he was the last of the Powell Cottons. But thankfully, the major had three daughters, and the middle daughter, Mary, she stayed at home and had a family, so she keeps the bloodline going.